Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name is Steve Bowes. In France, a man wins the right to not have fun at work. In what could be seen as either a landmark ruling confirming workers' rights to a more clear separation of work and life, this past week, the highest court in France has ruled that a man fired by a consulting firm, largely because he failed to go out for drinks with his colleagues, was wrongfully dismissed. The man, referred to only as Mr. T in court documents, was fired by Paris-based Cubic Partners in 2015 because he refused to take part in team-building activities and weekend social events, which his lawyers argued included excessive alcoholism and promiscuity. According to court documents, Mr. T was hired as a senior consultant by Cubic in 2011 and promoted to director in 2014. However, he was dismissed from that position for professional incompetence in 2015. Mr. T claimed that the fun culture in the company involved humiliating and intrusive practices, including crude nicknames and sharing a bed with other employees during work functions. Aside, even in a hip Paris-based consulting company, the idea of having to bunk down with coworkers seems incredibly crazy. The company's lawyers argued that the former employee sometimes had a brittle and demotivating tone towards his subordinates and additionally struggled with receiving feedback and considering differing points of view. The presiding judge at the French Court of Cassation didn't see it that way. In its opinion, the court stated that Mr. T could not be blamed for his failure to integrate the values of the company, which saw the necessary participation in seminars and weekend parties, frequently generating excessive alcoholism that was encouraged by company associates who made very large quantities of alcohol available. The judge added that the company advocated practices including promiscuity, bullying, and incitement to various excesses among its staff at these events. Finally, the judge said the company violated Mr. T's freedom of expression and opinion by firing him for refusing to join in with these practices. The court ordered Cubic Partners to pay Mr. T 3,000 euros in damages and said it would further investigate his demand for an additional 461,000 euros at a later date. While having these kinds of employment matters end up in court may be unusual, it is a good reminder that as the end of the year approaches and more companies plan to hold holiday gatherings and parties, to keep things professional and to remember that not all employees consider quote-unquote partying with their coworkers either fun or a good idea at all. That's it for today's Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.